This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1485. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave, on this edition, recorded November 4th. New schedules from Austria, Bangladesh, Cuba, Egypt, France, Echo of Caucasus, Iran, Pridnestrovia, Serbia, Sweden, Tajikistan, VOA, and BCQ. Reactivations from Burkina Faso, Equatorial Guinea, Mauritania, 8GAL, Turks and Caicos. Disappeared, Voice of Indonesia. Cut-off date for Radio Prague. Radio St. Helena Day imminent, and the propagation outlook. First, I'd like to refer you to the World of Radio website for some updated scheduling information. We have three main separate schedules. One is of our own broadcasts, World of Radio, and many of the times and frequencies have changed during the past couple of weeks. Not only on shortwave, but for all the other stations, webcasts, satellite, and AM or FM, which carry our broadcasts. Then there is a schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs, not just ours, on shortwave only and only in English, but all the others around the world on many other stations. That's been updated. And most extensively, our monitoring reminders calendar, which is my personal selection of programming worth monitoring on shortwave and via webcast. You'll find links to all of these at worldofradio.org. Although supposedly on the schedules for the B09 season, I've found Austria's relay via Canada, which has been going on for a number of years in our mornings intended for Western North America, is missing. It's scheduled at 16 to 17 UT on 13675, but the Sackville transmitter goes off 1 minute earlier after 2 hours of relaying China. So that raises the question, is Austria still broadcasting at least direct from Austria in our evenings? Yes, I confirm that on UT November 5th. They're on 7325 between midnight and 01 UT, and then switch to 9840, the final half hour for South America at 01 to 01:30. I also confirm that the token English newscast taken from the domestic service earlier in their mornings is still appearing. It was on at midnight 39 UT on 7325, followed by another 3 minutes of English. But then they played 5 minutes of Blue Danube interval signal and IDs before going back into German. And the IDs included Spanish, a language they have deleted from shortwave over a month ago. Anyhow, we hope we can continue listening to whatever is left of Radio Austria International. Their schedule expires on December 31st. Let us hope they do not expire as well. Oh, I think the programs in the evenings are the same every half hour, so the English segment should also appear at approximately midnight 9 and 0109 UT. It may be impossible to hear an external service on shortwave from Bangladesh Batar, but the domestic service has an English news bulletin heard by Ron Howard in California on 4750. There was local and sports news at 1437 UT November 1st, then a news commentary. They said the next news would be at 10 p.m. local time. And indeed, there was news at 1600 UT again, which he could still hear. On November 2nd, Leonardo Bolli in Italy noted in the PlayDX list something on 5030 other than China. Could it be Burkina Faso reactivated? Yes. The next day, Jari Savolainen in Finland reported hearing Burkina on 5030 at 1745 UT after a long period of silence. The previous schedule, we don't know if they're actually adhering to it now, according to the 2009 World Radio TV Handbook, was 0530 to 0800 and 17 to 24 with a daytime frequency in between 7230. So we wonder if that one has also been reactivated. Chad has three shortwave frequencies. You never know which one they'll be using, but lately they've been on 6165. I was hearing that a few minutes before 0600 UT, but I knew it would soon be blasted away by half an hour of Dutch from Bonaire. It was also mixing with Croatia, which signs on about the same time. However, Chad may be in the clear again, at least clear of Bonaire after 0631. It's also audible in the evenings. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, reports RNT until sign-off 2231 on Sunday, November 1st, but it was poor in mixing with several other stations. We keep hearing the same three frequencies carrying Chinese Firedrake musical jamming in our mornings, 8400, 9000, and 10210. We checked at various times after sunrise. However, from one day to the next, it's not always the same three audible at the same time, nor can you ever be sure which one will be best and which one will be worst and whether one will be missing. However, in the evening or late afternoon, Ron Howard in California has been hearing Firedrake on some other frequencies. These are all presumably jamming Sound of Hope, the Falun Gong clandestine, at midnight 20 UT, November 2nd, 13970, 15140. Those two were not in parallel with another pair, new 14800 and 17470. Since Radio Havana refuses to coordinate with other stations in advance, they wait about a week after the official start of each A or B season to see what the frequencies are before making their own changes, which started on November 2nd. I discovered all this by monitoring, since they're very slow to put up their new schedule on their website, and my info is probably not yet complete. But the major new frequencies are 6110, 11730, and 13770. It appears that 6110 replaces 5965, since it too was running very long hours, in fact, all day long through the middle of the day, probably from 1100 until 0500 when it switches to 6150. Not sure how much longer they stay on that frequency, but if it's past 0800, it will collide with KNLS Alaska in English. 6110 also gets in the way of Radio Tirana, which was already planning to use that frequency for its evening broadcast to North America, midnight to 1:30 in Albanian and another quarter hour in English. The Cuban jamming, however, was running there for the first week of the B09 season, unnecessarily against nothing, until Radio Havana itself came on the frequency. And for a while, the jamming also affected Radio Havana Cuba. I've been monitoring extensively just about every day, and my findings about this and many other stations are in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this world of radio is based. It's DXLD 9079, which you can access via our website, worldofradio.com. As for English from RHC, I've not been hearing it on any of their frequencies between 2030 and 2130, although it may happen sometimes. At 23 to midnight UT, they are in English on 13790. After 0100, they're supposedly only using 6,000 for English until 05, but some of the time, one of the Spanish frequencies is in English instead, 6140. That also happens after 0500, when you never know which language will be on that frequency. Mike Terry forwards an item from followthemedia.com about a date when Radio Prague may close down shortwave. Again, it's not entirely definite. It says it may relinquish shortwave for the Internet. The Foreign Affairs Ministry, which funds Radio Prague, wants to cut the budget by 20%. A Radio Prague spokesperson confirmed receiving a letter from the ministry with a suggested cutoff date of January 7th, 2010. Where is Radio Cairo, Egypt, for the 0200 Sesqui Hour to Eastern North America, supposedly scheduled this season on 7540 as it was in the previous season? Bruce Fisher in New York, however, says no sign of it for several days until he finally found it on another frequency, 6270. That's the same one they're using for the English Sesqui Hour to Europe at 2115, so we wondered if it was a mistake, but apparently that's where they're staying, and it does propagate better across the dark winter night path from Egypt to North America, with the usual modulation problems. However, we're still hearing the earlier broadcast to Western North America at 2300 from Cairo in English on 7580. Here's another African shortwave station which is finally reactivated without notice. Equatorial Guinea on 6250 had been missing for several weeks. I'm usually tuning past there around 0600 UT. And there it was November 4th, at least a station in Spanish at 0630 as it was about to fade out. It probably signs on somewhere around 1 hour earlier. Dragon Leckage has uncovered the English schedule from Radio France International. All the morning broadcasts are Monday through Friday only. At 04 to 430 UT, 7315 and 9805. At 5 to 530, 7425 and 9805. At 6 to 630, 7315, 11995, 13680. At 7 to 730, 11725. At 12 to 1230 daily, 21620. At 16 to 17, 15605. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty has started another new service. It's for the breakaway portions of Georgia, and it's in the Russian language called Radio Echo of Caucasus, or Echo Kavkaza. It's online, apparently relayed by a quasi-legal FM transmitter in the area, but also on shortwave. Sergei S. and Kai Ludwig have been investigating this. Sergei heard it online, but they were announcing these shortwave frequencies at 18 to 19 UT, 9525 and 9780. For those who enjoy country music on SSB, Ron Howard in California says AFN Pearl Harbor, Hawaii has now firmly established their music format instead of news and talk as on most AFN shortwave frequencies. It's on 10320 upper sideband after the news, which they still have on the hour at 0206 Country and Western Songs, November 2nd. The extremely distorted All India Radio transmitter in Aligarh, supposed to be on 9470 and supposed to have been repaired or replaced by another transmitter with the start of the new season, has not. Now, occasionally it appears to be okay, but most mornings I check, there's still that distorted blob, the frequency varying somewhat from day to day. In fact, on one occasion it was around 9497, bothering another transmission on 9500, which happens to be Christian Vision via Uzbekistan in Hindi, between 11 and 14 UT. From November 1st through 4th, Voice of Indonesia was missing from its usual frequency during the 1300 UT English broadcast, varying around 9525. No trace of a signal at all, nor did we hear it on the alternate frequency 11785, so we're getting worried about what may have happened to Voice of Indonesia. World of Radio 1485 is semi-complete. Your contributions always welcome, such as a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Or by PayPal, use this address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, as did Tom Katzel in Wisconsin, whom we thank this week for financial support. I'd also like to salute another of our internet affiliates. It's Breezy Radio, which is formerly known or connected with Radio Veronica in Pennsylvania, and Peace and Justice. They carry World of Radio at 1300 UT on Saturdays, along with blocks of other worthwhile programming. Check out their website for the schedule and audio links, www.breezyradio.org. They also have low-power AM and FM outlets in West Point, Pennsylvania. They sure know how to pick frequencies at Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We find that both the English frequencies in the new schedule to North America at 0130 are colliding with other stations. 7250 with Voice of Russia and 6120 with Radio Havana, Cuba. There just ain't no justice. I heard that no-nonsense Korean young lady reading numbers in that language, apparently a spy transmission from the South, on 4900 until it went off at 1337 November 3rd, probably started at 1330, and sometimes they play a bit of music as well. As of November 1st, we confirm that Hmong Lao Radio is indeed airing one UT hour later on WHRI, Saturdays and Sundays at 14 to 15 on 11785. Quite a week for reactivated African shortwave stations, not only Burkina Faso and Equatorial Guinea, but Mauritania is back on 4845. Yari Savolainen in Finland reported that November 3rd at 1735. And Harold Froge in Michigan apparently also heard it around 2300. Best time for us to hear it is around 0600 UT. It's scheduled to be on the air all night, but I don't think that's the case at the moment, although I'm not sure exactly when they go off and on. Ron Howard in California says they went off around 0100. When we tuned in at 0630, it was the usual programming of undermodulated low-key chantings, which ought to be putting listeners to sleep rather than awakening them. And I suppose they may have also reactivated the daytime frequency that switched to at approximately 0800-7245. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was surprised to hear Radio Netherlands on 15850, not a scheduled frequency, at 0830 past 0918 UT. Heard on three different receivers, so not a problem at his end. Finally, this was explained by someone at Radio Netherlands. On Sundays only, the Dutch transmission on 5955 and 9895 are both coming from Herby, Sweden. Add those two frequencies together and you get 15850. Now he's heard Radio Netherlands in Dutch on another strange frequency, yet to be explained, as it's not a matter of adding two known frequencies at 08 to 9 UT, November 2nd, on 15500. Here in North America, where we're not supposed to hear Radio Netherlands in English on shortwave, we are doing so anyway, since they've resumed using Bonaire to West Africa, now on the 13-meter band for 1 hour at 20 UT on 21525. We can also hear them on 11655, which is aimed our way from Madagascar, although only intended to reach Africa. And that frequency is also on the air during the previous 2 hours, starting at 1800. In case you've not yet run across it, the external service from Pridnestrovia, Radio PMR, or as they actually say, alternatively, Radio DMR, is now on 6240 at 2315 to midnight UT before they start relaying Voice of Russia. The first quarter hour is in English at 2315. But it is stultifying government propaganda. Once you've heard it once, that may be enough. In local terms, it's Monday through Friday only, which means in UT terms, it's Sunday through Thursday. Ron Howard reports that 8 GAL is back. That's that mysterious less than 1 minute CW transmission we were hearing last winter, just as Radio Russia closed down 6075 at 14UT. Now they're back on that frequency in the B09 season, although it's motorboating causing some interference. But he managed to hear 8GAL CW, which we believe is actually on 6074. David Crawford once suggested it's run by the Russian Army. It's time to remind you of the annual Radio St. Helena Day special. If I waited till next week, some of you would be hearing about it after the fact. So here it is. It may be a bit early to be reminding you, but it's Saturday, November 14th, between 2000 and 0100 UT on the 15th, on the usual 11092.5 upper sideband. The first hour is for India and Southeast Asia, the 2100 hour for Japan and Asia, the 2200 sesquihour to Europe, and the final sesquihour from 2330 for North and Central America and the Caribbean. However, you'd be well advised to try for it during the entire span, as propagation variations may be more important than their antenna changes in your picking it up. There's some very specific instructions about how to send reception reports, which have been widely publicized and go into a lot of detail, best conveyed other than by voice. So I'm not going into them here, but you can find them in DX Listening Digest and other sources. However, the latest news from Robert Kipp is that there is a special email address for contacting them during the program, and you may get a reply on the air. However, this does not apply for sending reception reports, which must be by postal mail. Anyhow, the email address is radio.announcements4669@msn.com. And they believe, I'm not sure it's correct, that the entire email address must be in lowercase. Do it anyway. And good luck. Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 14th. Set your alarms for 2000 UT or earlier, as they may be tuning up. International Radio Serbia finally changed to their B09 frequency 6190 on November 3rd. It seems that the transmitter operator in Bijeljina did not follow orders to make the change on October 25th from 9675, so that's where we were still hearing it when it was propagating. In the meantime, our reports got to Dragan Lekic in Serbia, and he contacted the management, and they got a hold of the guy and finally got the frequency corrected. English at 0130, except UT Sundays. I didn't find out about this in time to tell you last week, but WWCR has changed its schedule for Transmitter 1, affecting our broadcast Fridays, which is now at 2130 UT. We had been on 15825 during previous winters, as in summers, but this winter we're back on 7465, which should be much more effective for covering most of North America. World of Radio Fridays 2130, WWCR on 7465. Their new schedule also explains exactly what hours they are carrying Brother Scare instead of the University Network on 13845. It is daily at 15 to 19. Alakesh Gupta found on Radio Sweden's website a frequency change announced for their English broadcast to East Asia at 13:30. They say 7465 is getting interference, so they're moving to 7405. I suppose the interference must have been from Chaicom jamming and Radio Free Asia on 7470 in Tibetan. However, 7405 means it'll be totally blocked, in case any North Americans want to overhear it, by the Dentro-Cuban jamming command and Radio Marti. Martin Rode in Netherlands found Voice of Tajik with English at an unexpected time on 7245, 1301 to 1314 UT on November 3rd. Included 8 minutes of news, however, it was co-channeled to China National Radio Network 2. Several listeners have been hearing Radio Vision Cristiana on the Turks and Caicos Islands reactivated on 530 kHz, although apparently with a signal not as strong as before. Kevin Redding in Tennessee was reporting it, as well as Jose Elias in Venezuela. We asked Jerry Kiefer about this, who has involvement with Turks and Caicos radio stations, although not this one in particular, and he found out exactly what's happening. RVC is operating at low power into their low-slung horizontal long-wire antenna. He was monitoring them from the north coast of the Dominican Republic, not far away, but he says reception was almost non-existent at night, barely listenable on a car radio. Apparently they've come to terms with the government and owner of the transmitter site, and a new 100-kilowatt transmitter is allegedly on the way, and the quarter-wave tower, which was blown down previously, will be replaced. It should make for quite a match against Cuba's new 530 Radio Enciclopedia. Juan Waldo in Fort Pierce, Florida, was also pulling in the Spanish religion, mixing with Enciclopedia on 530. And also in ABDX, Jim Kierman in Florida was hearing RVC with an English ID mentioning British West Indies at 2300. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, laments that its return interferes with the music he enjoys so much from Cuba. The VOA Music Mix strip at 21 to 22 UT is now on Greenville 15580, meaning excellent reception back in the central USA. The website shows the different genres to be heard. On Sunday, it's fusion, Monday, American gold, Tuesday, roots and branches, Wednesday, classic rock, Thursday, top 20 countdown, and Friday, country hits. There's more music in the VOA African service during the previous hour from 20 to 21. It's African Beat on weekdays and Music Time in Africa on weekends. Best frequencies for us, then, are 11975 via Bonaire or Botswana on 13710. With the usual snafus on at least the first day of Standard Time, Voice of America has moved a couple of its broadcasts one UT hour later, since Washington went off daylight time, even though the target areas did not. Spanish to Latin America is now at 1230 to 1400. On 9885, 13715, and 15590, although the first hour is only on weekdays. Buenos Dias, America starts at 1330. The evening broadcast an hour later at midnight UT on 5890, sometimes still jammed by Cuba, and 9885. Thanks to Dragon Luckage for confirming those scheduled shifts, as well as Creole. Three broadcasts there are also one hour later. WBCQ has made a number of program schedule changes, so there's hardly anything to be heard on Saturdays, consolidating on other days, including Marion's Attic, now Sundays at 2200 on 7415. As for the 2000 UT broadcast of World of Radio on 7415, those are now occurring only on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but reception is still good. Mondays at 2300. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 3rd. A and K indices, mostly 5 and 2, no higher than 8 and 3. Solar flux, rising from 70 to a peak of 75, November 20th to 26th, and down to 70 by the 29th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1485.